listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through his word.
I surrender.
Bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again, and we are giving God the honor and the glory for allowing us to be here one more time to preach the wonderful news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, before I go any further, let me go ahead and pray so we can start the message this morning. Father, we thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus for allowing me to be here to preach your word. Father, we give you honor and we give you glory. And Father, hallelujah, there's anyone out there with a need, Father, they need prayer. Hallelujah, let them stir their faith up, hallelujah, praise God, so that they can call us and we will unite in prayer and in faith. And Father, I expect results in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Well, we're here again, hallelujah, to bring the word of God. Yeah, last week I could not make it here, but today we're back, hallelujah, and we give God an honor for allowing us to be here, amen. I'm going to be reading out of chapter 5 of John, the gospel according to John, hallelujah, and I'm going to read about a man, hallelujah, that had an infirmity for 38 years, or he was, you know, sick for 38 years, praise God, and sometimes, you know, to the human, how should I say this? You know, that's a long time to wait for a healing. Amen. And a lot of times, we as human beings, hallelujah, of course, sometimes we don't think that God is moving fast enough for us. Amen. But there's a lot of, there's situations, hallelujah, that can get in the way or whatever, hallelujah. And sometimes we feel like, you know, well, you know, I need a helping hand here. I need a miracle. I need a blessing, a healing, hallelujah. And some of us have been sick for a long time and seems like, praise God, you know, God forgot about a prayer or whatever. Well, let me tell you something, that no, he hasn't. No, he has not forgotten about us, hallelujah. And we're going to see today that even though we feel like there's nobody to help us out, there's always God. There's always Jesus there, waiting, hallelujah, and ready, hallelujah, to help us out. And I thank God, hallelujah, because God is never, ever, ever late. Amen? He's never, ever late. But let me go ahead and start with a message, hallelujah. And I'm going to be reading about maybe 10 or 12 verses, hallelujah. So it's going to take me a little time, amen? But because I want you to capture what you know, what the message is, amen? And we're going to read out of chapter 5, and I'm going to start reading from verse 2, chapter 5, verse 2, and the Word of God says, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, he says, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And in this lay a great multitude of impotent folk of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie there, right? When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. All right? When Jesus healed him, it was a Sabbath day. But we see here a story that's being told, hallelujah, how this man lay there at the pool of Bethesda, but he had nobody to help him, or he had no man to push him into the pool after the troubling of the water. Before he even started, somebody would always beat him to it. Somebody would always, you know, take advantage of his situation and going in there. And do I blame them? No, I don't blame them, because they wanted to be healed themselves. Amen? So this man for 38 years had that infirmity, and Jesus knew that he had been there for a long, long time. Jesus went to him and said, Will thou be made whole? Or here's what Jesus was really asking him, Do you have faith to be healed? And of course, the man gave him the story. He said, I don't have nobody to help me in the pool after the troubling of the water. So they beat me. Every time I try, everybody goes ahead of me, and that's why I'm still here. And Jesus felt compassion towards him. He felt love towards him. He felt like, you know, this man really needed help. Hallelujah. So he said, Be thou healed. Amen. Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Man, this man, praise God, his healing came at a perfect time. Amen. To us, it might have seemed like it was a long time. But he talked with Jesus. And remember, prayer simply means communicating with God. And this man was communicating with God. And when he opened up his heart towards him and told him about his life, Jesus, I mean, he just felt compassion towards him. And Jesus came and rescued him, healed him, blessed him. And the word of God says it made him whole. Praise God. I mean, it is awesome that we today can still get the same results when we open our hearts to Jesus, when we open our hearts to God and talk to him and really get down and say, Lord, I need your help. I need healing. I need a blessing. I need a financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. I need my marriage to be restored. Hallelujah. I need your help, Jesus. I need your help, Heavenly Father. But, you know, Satan's always going to be there trying his best to keep you from being blessed. Amen? He's going to try to keep you from getting healed. He's going to try to keep you, hallelujah, from getting your that victory over the problem that you have. And sometimes it seems to us like there's nobody to help me. There's nobody to help me. I've been in this situation for a long time. And I'm giving up hope here. I'm just about to hang up the gloves. Hallelujah. Well, don't. Just keep trying. Be there. Be steadfast. Hallelujah. And Jesus will come to your rescue. Open up your heart. Trust God for your healing. Trust God for the victory in your life. Trust him. Hallelujah. Tell him to bring your children back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If they're out there, doing drugs or whatever. Hallelujah. Ask God to bring them back. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, praise God, that God will come to your rescue. Your marriage has been destroyed by Satan, hallelujah. start, hallelujah, asking God to restore it. Amen. Hallelujah. And he can change things. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? That financial breakthrough that you need, hallelujah, praise God, God will help you. I mean, I'm telling you that God can never, ever fail. And he never lies, hallelujah. He's ready. He's ready to help you out. Amen. All you got to do is open up to him. Amen. Open up to him and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you. And sometimes, you know, Jesus is the only one can help you in certain areas. Amen. Praise God. Well, in everything, really, but, you know, he has to do it personally. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, I don't know what your situation is or what problems you have. I don't know what you're going through right now. It might not be pleasant, but I can guarantee you one thing, hallelujah. I can promise you one thing, that if you and I agree in prayer, you and I agree in faith, God has to move in your behalf. He has to. He promises in his word. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, he says, I am not a man that I should lie, or a son of man that I should repent on the promises that I have made. Well, he doesn't explain that much, but hallelujah, he's telling us that he won't fail you. He will not fail you. He is always ready. He is ready and willing to do it. This man here, 38 years, and everybody would take advantage of his situation and jump into the pool, and they were all healed. Hallelujah. And remember a certain season that angel came down here. You don't have to wait for a season. You can right now you can ask God, help me. I need your help. Physically, in the natural realm, maybe you will not see nothing happening, but in the spiritual realm, things are happening. God is moving in your behalf, and we have to believe that. Sometimes it's kind of hard because we don't see it. Because in the spiritual realm, you don't see things with your carnal eyes. But I'm telling you that God is ready to help you. With this man, he just opened up to Jesus and said, Lord, this is my problem. This is what happens. That's why I never get the victory. That's why I never get my healing or my blessing, whatever you need today. God is a now God. And I have preached that in the past. God is a now God, and faith is a now faith. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's now, not tomorrow or yesterday. It's now. Hallelujah. And that's what happened to that man. Jesus came, hallelujah, into his life at that very moment. And at that moment or that time, he got healed. Amen. Jesus saw him. Jesus saw him laying there. And he felt compassion towards him. And Jesus feels compassion towards us too. He loves you. No matter what you've done in the past, what you've done, hallelujah, he still loves you. He wants to rescue you. He wants to save you, hallelujah, praise God. And I'm telling you, you cannot go wrong when you trust God, when you open up your heart to our Heavenly Father. Amen? He is willing to do more than you can ever imagine. Hallelujah. Now, those are great news. Again, I don't know what you're going through, but God knows, and he can help you out. All it takes is for you to open up to him and say, I need you. I need your help. I cannot do this on my own. The men haven't been able to help me out at all. And through prayer and faith, you will see that Jesus will come into your life. In a couple of minutes, I will open the line for you to call me. All right? Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate. If you need prayer, we're right here. We will pray for you, hallelujah. We will pray with you. And I mean, we will, hallelujah, and you will have the victory. The Bible teaches me to expect results when I pray. So that's one thing that I've held on to all my life, that I expect God to move, because he says it in his word. As soon as we open, as soon as we use that key, hallelujah, to open that door, he will rush in and help us out. Amen. Remember, if you need prayer, call me. and I'll give you the number, and do not hesitate again. Why do I emphasize that a lot? Because if we hesitate, that is all the devil's waiting for, to come in and steal your blessing, your healing, your miracle. Amen? You have to call. And you can call me at 221-1100 right now. 221-1100 here in the calling area. Long distance, 1-888-221-8990. You can call us right now. We are ready for you. Hallelujah. And remember that God is now God. As soon as you pick up the telephone and call me, we will pray. Amen. We will pray with you, and we will, hallelujah, see the victory in your lives. You can call us at 221-1100. 221-1100 here in the area. All right? Long distance, if you're outside the calling area, 1-888-221-8990. All right? Don't hesitate. If you're driving, pull over to the side. You can call us on your cell phone. You can pick up the telephone. And if you're cooking breakfast or if you're washing dishes or whatever, take a time out. This is very important. You need to be made free of that sickness, that disease, that problem that you're in. Hallelujah. And praise God. It doesn't matter how long you've been in it. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Praise God. You know, God is here right now. He's right there with you. He can see that you're going through something. He can really feel your pain or your sorrow or your grief. He can really feel your need. Hallelujah. But we have to ask him to help you out. So don't let time run out on you. Praise God. And we got a few more minutes left. Hallelujah. You need to call. 221-1100 is the telephone number here. Amen. If you're outside the calling area, 1-888-221-8990. Don't let Satan steal or keep stealing from you. Hallelujah. You call us right now and we will pray with you. We will unite our prayer with yours and our faith, and God shall move in your life. Hallelujah. And that's no lie. That's a fact. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. Actually, I just turned my radio on. I'm just so full of sorrow right now and discouragement. I'm just calling for prayer for myself and for my family.
All right.
Especially my daughter. She's been married for 17 years, and I don't know if she just decided she was going to see somebody else or what's going on, but she's just disconnected from her family, and my son-in-law and my two grandsons are really hurting right now. So.
Okay. We're going to believe God to restore everything, all right? And I believe that he can. I expect results, hallelujah, when we pray. And you had enough faith to pick up the phone and call us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my sister before you right now, Lord, hallelujah. You know what they're going through, the entire family, Father. I declare healing, Father. I declare, Father, miracles in their lives. I declare your blessings upon them right now. Father, everything to be restored, hallelujah, right now, with great more joy and harmony and peace in this family. I give you honor. Yes, Father, you're going to stop that grief, that sorrow, that hurt in their lives right now, Father, because, Lord, you tell me that you are not a man that you should lie. Father, I truly believe that you can make this miracle. And, Father, by faith, I declare done in Jesus' name. Father, again, and my sister shall call us in the future to give us the victory report for the honor and the glory of your name. And by faith, I declare done. Amen and amen. Amen. Sister, all you have to do is right now start thanking and praising God, all right? Do not let the enemy discourage you any longer, because you are more than a conqueror and your family are too. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Glory be to God. And 221-1100, you can call us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you.
Good
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, I call him because I need some prayer, because right now I am very difficult financially. I'm not making enough money to cover all the bills. I need to pray to the Lord.
All right. And believe me that God is coming right now. He is a right now God. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my sister right now for that financial breakthrough that she needs, Lord. She shall not suffer. She shall not have lack anymore, Father, for the honor and the glory of your name, Father. Your word says, hallelujah, can bless us beyond, hallelujah, our imagination, according to your riches in heaven. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you right now. And I declare my sister financially, Father, praise God, victorious in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Father, and she shall call back with praise report, a victory report in Jesus' name. Sister, you have no lack anymore. Amen?
Amen. And you think you.
Praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. You can call us back if you call and we drop the call. Call us back and we will pray with you. Amen. There's still time. Hallelujah. Don't hang up on us. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you.
Hello. How are you?
Terrific. Yes, sister.
Yes. I'm asking for help and a prayer for my brother-in-law. He needs serious healing for, he's in the hospital.
All right.
And it's gotten pretty serious. He was in ICU. He had his bladder removed.
Right.
And now all the complications have happened with a serious infection in his blood, and now they want to put a feeding tube in his stomach that he will never eat again.
All right.
And we're just trying to, yeah, we're trying to, you know, believe that God can heal him.
Amen. God can, sister. All we got to do is believe. Amen. And if God created him and the entire universe, God will give him. Praise God, bladder, right? Let's pray. Yes. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray you stretch forth your miracle-working hand, Father. Give him a brand new bladder, Father. Give him, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, Father, that he desires, a healing, a blessing, Father. And we give you honor. We give you glory because he is more than a conqueror. He is healed by the stripes of Jesus. And Father, I believe you. I believe your word. Hallelujah. And right now we're declaring him totally healed in the name of Jesus by faith, Father. Amen and amen. He is more than a conqueror, and we give you honor and we give you glory. Amen and amen. Sister, start praising God for that great miracle that he has done. All right?
Thank you very much.
Yes, amen. You praise God. You praise him and praise and thank him. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We got about 5 minutes left. Amen. There is still time. Listen to me. If you believe that God created the entire universe, he made everything. I mean, he can surely make a brand new organ in our bodies or fingers, or if you're maimed. Hallelujah. God can do it. There is nothing impossible with God. Are you listening to me? That's what he says in his word. Paul said it. Peter said it. Hallelujah. He said, with God, everything is possible. And Jesus Christ, the Lord, hallelujah, amen, said it himself, with God, everything is possible. Amen, hallelujah. Call us, 221-1100, hallelujah. The Lord will help you. Believe that. The Lord will help you. We got 4 minutes. This man took him 38 years, but when Jesus appeared or came in onto the scene, he healed this man. He can surely heal you. He can surely bless you. He can surely, hallelujah, are you listening? Do what he said he could do. 221-1100. You can call me right now. Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate, because that's all Satan's waiting for, to discourage you. And he will lie to you. He will lie right to your face and tell you that healing doesn't work. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you so much. And I can never thank you enough for your prayers. And God is able to do mighty things. And I just praise him. He's done so much for my son. And thank you for your prayers. And My biggest prayer is just in his new school that he will make a special friend, someone when he goes to school he can eat lunch with and feel like this friend cares about me.
Oh, yes.
And he can care about that friend. I would just praise the Lord so much for a special friend in his life at school.
All right. We're going to pray that God's favor will come upon him with everybody. All right? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I am agreeing with my sister that that new school is in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, that you will bring your favor upon his life. He will have favor, praise God, with teachers, the principal, the new friends that he's going to make there. He will, hallelujah, praise God, eat with them, enjoy their company, and they will enjoy his company. And Father, because all because of you, you said that you will find favor upon us. And Lord, the favor of you is upon him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And they shall see, his entire family shall see, Lord, that you have been gracious to him and to his family. Amen and amen. Father, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. And by faith, I declare done. Amen and amen. Sister, the favor of the Lord is upon him, okay?
Thank you.
Amen. And his blessings are upon him. I mean, he will not suffer. Hallelujah. He will enjoy school. He will be happy with it. And I know that when that favor is upon him, all fear is driven out. Amen. Because God loves us. And the word of God says that love casteth out all fear. Praise the Lord. We got a couple of minutes left. Hallelujah. There is still time for you to call me. Amen. Call me for your children if they, you know, they're going back to school. I know in Palm Beach County, they have gone back to school already. And we've prayed and we have anointed all of our children in church and our congregation. And more so, but we thank God for his protection over all of them. Amen. Well, we got about a minute left. Let me pray for all the children. Maybe they're getting ready to go to school, or maybe they're already in school. But let us pray for all of them. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, right now, Lord, I lift every child up. Hallelujah. I don't care how old they are. Father, I pray for your protection over them. I pray, Father, for your wisdom that will come upon them. Hallelujah. And they will have no difficulties, hallelujah, with their tests or whatever, Father, they bring before them. Lord, that your favor will be about, oh, yes, Lord, on them. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you. Father, there will be no fear in their hearts, only love, because love casteth out all fear. And Lord, I'm asking you right now to bless them all in the name of Jesus, including all their families, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The victory is theirs this year, Father, for the honor and the glory of your name. Well, our time's out, I think. Hallelujah. We got about 5 seconds left, and we'll see you again next Saturday. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida, 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is Kenneth Hagin of Faith Seminar of the Air. I learned something from P.C. Nelson that I've never forgotten. He said the time will come when you'll need faith, either for yourself or for some member of your family. And if you haven't kept your faith strong, you'll be at a disadvantage. That's why I encourage you to listen to Faith Seminar of the Air every Monday through Friday on this station, and it will help keep your faith strong.
Faith Seminar of the Air, heard at 7:15 a.m. daily on WCNO. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Jesus is alive.
Welcome to Life Receiving Word with Dr. Janie Owens.